Media coverage of the presidential campaign is under almost as much scrutiny as the candidates. One of the criticisms heard most often has to do with the issues that the news media choose to cover. Sure, inquiring minds want to know, but commentator John Carroll says they don't necessarily want to know everything.
Media coverage of presidential campaigns always includes the politics of personal distraction, the touchy subjects that voters may or may not find significant. Touchy subject number one is religion, and exhibit A is GOP presidential hopeful and Mormon Mitt Romney. For the most part, Romney has been circumspect about his religion.
You take the oath of office and the rule of law as your primary promise to God, and that's the way I feel. My church wouldn't endeavor to tell me what to do on an issue, and I wouldn't listen to them on it.
No, Romney would listen to public opinion polls. In his 2002 Massachusetts gubernatorial campaign, he vowed not to talk about his faith. But recently, he's simultaneously bailed on some of Mormonism's basic tenets and stated that there are some pundits out there who are hoping I'll distance myself from my church, and that's not going to happen. Now you know why Mitt Romney represents the weather vane wing of the Republican Party. One thing Romney is firm about, his strict no wife left behind policy, which brings us to touchy subject number two, family values. Romney's marital history stands in contrast to that of serial bridegroom Rudy Giuliani, who is currently married to serial bride Judy Nathan. Here's the official scorecard, compliments of Fox News.
The basic facts are these two people have both been married three times, so the voter will have to decide whether or not they agree with that or not.
Fun fact to know and tell, Giuliani's first marriage was annulled because the missus was his second cousin, not the third cousin he thought she was. Touchy subject number three, gender. During a debate several weeks ago, Senator Hillary Clinton found herself under siege by the male Democratic presidential hopefuls. That led Clinton to claim they were piling on. Clinton later tried to, as they say, parse the issue.
No, I don't think they're piling on because I'm a woman. I think they're piling on because I'm winning. And I understand that. I anticipate it's going to get even, hotter. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And I'm very much at home in the kitchen, so I think I'll stick around.
Excellent. Maybe this time she'll bake us some cookies.
John Carroll comments on politics and the media for WGBH in Boston.